Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Greetings, Mr. Breslow. Would you like to tell me who is on the baseball team?
Hello, everybody. The 5 o'clock hour is at hand on WEI Afternoons. Stiz Grimey behind the glass with Jay Von Lesner.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Stiz has been producing his ass off the last few days.
How about it?
Just want to give him a little bit of a, you know, we say it, just... He's been producing his ass off.
Thank you, big guy.
How about that? Like breaking news, just verdicts, weighing in with legal opinions.
We got Stiz with quiz tonight.
Yeah, right.
It's just never. He's crushing it. I mean, the ball is just going in.
Yes,
every time.
Should celebrate with tacos.
Stiz,
we got to do that, bud.
Stiz with Quiznos. Yeah, exactly. And of course, here inside in the Kumite right now, we got the ball game, Danny Ball Game, Big Ted Johnson, your old pal Nick Stevens, aka Fitzy GFY here. And we have a load of phone calls on people that want to talk everything from Patriots to Red Sox. But first, we would be not doing our due diligence if we were not informed the masses that no, not just the Red Sox won yesterday 3-1, big game from Garrett Crochet, Ted. No, not just that the fact that they're on their way down to San Francisco to have the tete-a-tete, the war to settle, the recent trade score with Raffy Devers and his new team, the San Francisco Giants, tomorrow, but that Christian Campbell, second baseman of the future, or first baseman of the future, or Dan Ball, outfielder of the future, Red Sox of the future.
DH of the future.
Exactly, yes. He is the future, exactly. He's like kickboxing. He's the sport of the future for the Red Sox, right? Has been sent down to AAA. So, Ted, a lot to unpack there. Your thoughts both on the Christian Campbell move, reportedly Willie Abreu making his way back off the IL to the Major League club, and yesterday's big win. We didn't get a chance to hear from you on that one. Wasn't the best stuff from Crochet, high-quality start nonetheless, and then the bullpen came in, locked it up.
Yeah, I mean, my gosh, what, they have 3 hits or something?
Yeah.
That's insane. It still won the game. So 20 runs they've had in the last 8 games. That's an average of 2.5 runs per game, and they're 7-8, and so the pitching has been electric. It's been the thing that has carried this team, and I love that the ace is pitching like an ace. At first, when the first season started, he was a little inconsistent, but not so much anymore. But just everybody just seems to be pitching, and I pointed to some things that they have consciously changed their approach to pitching, a little bit more fastballs, more cutters. They're more aggressive. Just in the strike zone with their pitches, and so they're not as predictable when they're pitching, and so it's keeping batters, kind of at bay. But I would if you had to say what would you rather have, a team that just knocks the crap out of a ball with no pitching staff, or a pitching staff with a team that doesn't have hot bats? Give me the second. I would rather have elite pitching. However, if they want to go where they really truly trying to go, you got to have both. But I just love the fact that now that the hitting has cooled off a little bit, at least the pitching's been superior. Because I just think it's to me, you know, in good defense they've been having is the formula. So I don't know. It's crazy, you know, with the Raffy Devers thing. They win another series even though Raffy Devers was traded. I don't hear a lot of guys complaining or moaning or bitching the fact that he's gone. It feels as if, even though there's a lot of fans that don't like that they did that, that the players inside were probably relieved, maybe the manager's relieved, and maybe you're seeing a result of that.
And how about this, Dan Ball? 9-3 over their last 12.
Okay.
Winning 4 straight series in a row.
Okay.
Big, a definite emotional lift with yesterday's win, right? I think we are now all of 76 games into the season, almost at the halfway point. I think we're now starting to see, funny, you would have to remove a significant piece physically from the field, emotionally, overall, from the 2025 Red Sox to finally see this team's identity for now as the youth develops and it becomes all about pitching and timely defense, the identity of this team seems to now be evolving.
And that's not necessarily the fault of the Red Sox, because I think they came in, I mean, they came into the season with a different 2-3-4 hitter this year. So I think their idea for what their identity was going to be, with Devers leading into Bregman, leading into Casas, and then you get into Story and Abreu and all of the depth that they were supposed to have, I think they had that. And then they kind of lost that, and then you lost Casas, and then Bregman, and you really lost that. And they teetered for a couple of weeks where you didn't really know if they were going to find any identity or if this was just going to be another lost season, and we talked about bigger changes that were going to have to be made. But I give all the credit in the world to the starting rotation that Ted talked about, because if you didn't get two consecutive trips for the rotation where you could almost put money in the bank for 6 innings, 3 runs, your classic quality start to take some pressure off the bullpen, I don't know where we are. So it's Dobbins being kind of an SOB, a guy that didn't care about the outside noise that was kind of created by him. He's been massive. I think Giolito's turning it around for consecutive starts has been great. I still worry about your boy Bueller. I know. I'd like to see him do it for more than one start at a time. But
Bayo's put a couple of nice ones back to back.
He might be getting closer to being that second starter that you so drastically
don't
need.
Don't jinx it.
But now, to your point, it's the details have been a lot better. It seems like they're playing looser. Marcelo Meyer's a ton of fun to watch at third base, and they're winning these tight, hard-fought games. They're on the other side of the one-run
games. I love
that
guy. By the way, I just got to say, I love Meyer. I really do. I think he is built to last.
Yeah.
He's smooth.
He is. I do like that they're taking action. You know, getting rid of one of the best player, their best player, Ted, is taking, you know, is that good action? It's action. It's doing something that they think will actually benefit them in the long run. By getting. I know. You know. I'm okay with the Devers trade. I am. I just think his kind of attitude. It just is a cloud around that team, and it's just really hard, I think, to have a fun loose. This team needs to be loose. It needs to be having fun. And if there's constantly you got the Devers thing that they have to talk about. It just slows down the development of a lot of these guys. So I'm okay with that. I like that they're moving Christian Campbell down. Mm-hmm. It's action. It's taking action. It's not just status quo. So I like that they're making bold moves and doing things that they think that's best for the team, regardless of what on the outside thing. But Christian Campbell going down, Dan, you called it in your 3-point stance. I don't think that'll ever happen again. You called for them to move him down to the AAA.
Not within a half
an
hour.
3 seconds later, they did. So I think that was a smart move. You know, it's hard to work on your swing when you're playing games every day. You go down to the minors where the games don't count. You can relax, work on your game, and without the pressure of having to actually, you know, deliver every night. And so I think that's going to benefit in the long run.
Yeah. Now, if someone else were to come in and pitch better than you and play better defense than you, and the Red Sox only score 1, 2, 3 runs a game, eight games in a row with 4 runs or less, yet still more wins than losses, you're going to be blank out of luck. And then people are going to be bemoaning, like, oh, yeah, look what happens when you trade your biggest bet. But I'd like to remind everybody once again, Abreu on the way back up. Masataka Yoshida, a possibility. I know. He's now being fabled in Red Sox lore like we're talking him up like he's so much more than he is, but he's still a very good hitter. I know he can't play the field. I don't need him to play the field. I just want to see somebody come up that's a viable left-handed stick at DH as well. And let's not forget, we're less than a month away from Bregman coming back full steam, and you know he is going to be. If he can pick up where he left off, Ted, having offensively the best season of his life, my God.
Please.
Big addition.
That would be huge. And there's two things that they have that we don't talk about. At least we haven't for 2 weeks, which is kind of shocking. One, they were the worst in the NBA, or excuse me, MLB in what? Errors. They were terrible in error. They were the worst team in pitching in the first inning by far. When you pitch better, like they have been recently, it helps the defense. You're going to have better defense behind you when you have better pitching. And so you're seeing how the pitching has led to less errors that has equated to more wins.
Yep.
I do think there's something we do need to broach with this team, though.
Okay.
I don't know where it goes from worry, concern, however you want to characterize it. Roman Anthony is still hitting .074 in his first 9 games. So and you, and he's gone right into that high leverage. He's your remember how it was that the kids weren't supposed to be the savior? He is now the number three hitter on the Red Sox. So I'm not advocating for Roman Anthony down kind of thing. Like I think he deserves some runway to figure it out, much like Campbell got for the first couple months. But
yeah, he got 2.5 months to figure it out. He got 70
runway. He got 70 games.
So you guys aren't the least bit worried, aren't getting itchy with the send down button, so to speak, Fitzy.
No. Meyer's here to stay, period, with that the level of defense.
Meyer, for
playing.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a couple of Long Johnsons on the season. Roman Anthony needs a little more time. I'm not going to just, quick, 2 weeks, like 12 games in, knee-jerk, and say he needs to go figure his hitting out. He wasn't crushing his, I think he was batting like 230 against off-speed pitches. Okay, so obviously now he's going to see a heavy diet of those, and he's going to have to, only way to figure out how to hit left-handed pitching, how to hit off-speed pitches, and more is to do it at the major league level. Hopefully other guys can carry the load offensively till he figures it out. When he does, watch out. But he's far from a liability right now. But even so, if his numbers or his struggles at the plate become that, he's worth dragging along because you know what he can and should become as the top prospect in all of baseball.
Just I always like to use this as an example. So if you're wondering how he's 2-for-27 so far, that being Roman Anthony. I always tell people when I was down in Houston, Alex Bregman, when they called him up, he went 0-for-30. His first 30 at-bats. He didn't have a hit for his first 30 at-bats.
Get him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And he turned out pretty good. So it's just the things. This is how it works sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not ready to panic about Roman Anthony yet.
No. And if your pitching and defense can be what they've been recently, and you can get some clutch hits like Trevor Story, who St. Bregman told us in the preseason was the most important bat offensively for the Red Sox and a key to their offensive output, maybe just maybe you continue winning a lot of these games. Look, if Whitlock can go 10 innings without giving up a run, if Chapman can still touch 102 when he comes in. Yeah. And Weissert, who just like talk about found money, talk about a golden goose. Whatever you can squeeze out of that guy, I will take it. Let's go now to the phone lines. I remember the last time that we talked to this gentleman, he was the voice of all joy and optimism in Red Sox Nation. So let's go back down to Rhode Island. Bob is in Warwick. Line 3. Hello, Bob.
Hello, whatever your name is.
Yep, that's what I go by.
Yep.
Yep.
Ball or whatever it is.
It's bowl. It's bowl. Minute bowl. Yep.
B-A-L-L, right?
Yep.
That's it.
I'm sorry to rain on your parade, but the Yankees won today. And now the Red Sox are 5 games out. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, Bob. B-A-L-L. It's a ball every time you call in. Thanks so much. That's great. Oh, can you please just put, like, make sure you write down the troll, WEEI troll, or like the troll of Red Sox Nation. I want to take every one of his calls. I'll make sure to tell Andy.
Actually,
like,
it's
Bob
only 5. Red Sox didn't play today. It's only 5 games. So it's not even as negative as he said it was going to be. He said it was 5.5. It's only 5.
Wow. It's only 5 games. Remember when it was 10? He did say 5.
Oh, he did say 5?
He did say 5.
Jokes on you.
Damn it.
But
I tried.
He did. But
Breslow bot.
Don't
you ask again.
Isn't that when you go, when's the last time he called the Yankees have won the World Series?
Yeah. How many
time?
Have they won this century?
Have the Red Sox got more?
I believe so. I think 3 more.
Hey, I hear you, Bob. I hear you, buddy. Go. Yankees suck.
I would like to also tease out Ted. In addition to the fact that coming up is everyone's favorite segment, 5:30 Quiz with Stiz. You and I will be doing Battle Dan Ball.
Uh-oh.
B-A-L, ha, ha, ha. You'll be the show's lifeline.
As soon as you started trying to spell my name of all the people on the show, I'm like, I don't need to hear that.
Yeah, well, what's your name? B-A-L-L, yes.
Oh, that freaking guy.
His last name is exactly what we have every time Bob calls in. Dan, tomorrow, to help us get hype and ready to preview the showdown by the Bay tomorrow, Red Sox at Giants, the Raffy Devers rematch. Who do we have calling in tomorrow at 3:30?
We have Joe Shasky, the host of the Morning Roast from 6 to 10 on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco.
Good guess.
Did I
He's going to join at 3:30, and his program director said he would be great if you want someone that is going to create some fireworks with an exclamation point.
That's our guy. I am curious. I'm going to ask, has there been talk? Is there a chance that Rafi's playing first base when in this series?
Please, please.
And, and then you just wonder, like, if the Red Sox are on the first base side.
Yes.
Can you imagine if he's playing first base right next to the dugout?
Don't drop it.
Does Rafi hit a homer?
Yeah.
Does he?
This weekend?
You think, Dan?
My money's on it.
Okay. I'm going to say he gets... He
chokes up.
Yeah.
He's going to swing too hard.
I think he's going to... My initial feeling is he's going to... He's gonna try too hard, and it's not gonna go well.
Hey, Stiz, let's put a pin in this tomorrow. Let's do our Rafi prop bets for the weekend. Over under on strikeouts, Dan. Does he hit a home run over the weekend? Does he play the field? Does he make an error? Let's do our official bingo board of Rafael Devers prop bets against the Red Sox. David is in the car. He would like to talk Pat Sox and a little bit of everything. Hello, David. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a comment about that gentleman from Rhode Island, the Yankees. So in 2004, I don't know what it is. I live in Rhode Island. There's a lot of Yankee fans in Rhode Island, especially, the area in Johnston, North Providence. And I live surrounded by Yankee fans, and there was nothing better in 04 when they when the Sox did what they did to them. I was like raining on their parade. I'm like, yeah, you guys don't deserve to be Yankee fans. But anyhow, on the Patriots. So I'm excited. I wanted Vrabel. I'm glad Josh McDaniels is here. There's only one thing that concerns me a little bit is that I believe the team's going in the right direction. The quarterback position, I'm still concerned. And the reason I say that is that we really haven't seen anything from Drake. And I believe Josh can do something with him like he did with Mac Jones. But the one thing that I'm having a hard time with is there's no competition behind Drake May. And that's the problem, because when you're a rookie quarterback, you need that. And Ted, you played, and you know that if you saw somebody that came in the same position as you, it made you play better, because you knew, okay, if I don't do well, if I don't play good, this guy could take over for me.
That's a very good call, David. Thank you very much.
David, it's a good point. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I was going to throw a pen at Fitzy.
There you go.
I know.
I'll say this. Dave, you're right. Competition is good. It brings out the best. But I just feel like there is a natural – there's pressure on the kid. The kid feels pressure. It may be not from someone to take his job, but to perform well, to deliver on his draft position, to give the fans of New England what he wants to, and make his family proud. That's pressure. So if there's one position in football where I'm like, I don't know if I need pressure right behind this our young quarterback. Did Caleb Williams have a guy breathing down his neck his rookie year, or Jaden Daniels? Did he have a rookie breathing down his neck? There's natural pressure that comes with that position and expectation. So I'm not so worried. And you know what? To Dave's point, they got rid of maybe the one guy that was going to push him in Joe Milton in the offseason. So that was if you're looking for that dynamic, that dynamic went on down to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, they did indeed. And I would just like to also point out, in the past hour when we went down Tom Curran's six reasons why you should expect the Patriots to markedly improve in 2025 notice, there was nothing about Drake May. There was not year two leap for Drake May. Drake May becomes the next Josh Allen.
Nothing on the offense really as a whole.
Domination for Drake May. There was nothing there on that. So it's all of that blue collar meat and potatoes sort of fundamental stuff that we were talking about, Ted, that should be the reasons why you think the Patriots are going to improve next year. Yes, my friend Stanley.
But that's also what separates the stars from the superstars, is the ability to rise above said pressure. So yeah, and even with Joe gone, there is a lot of pressure, and I'm very curious to see if he's going to rise above it.
Yeah. He is definitely the guy that I will have both eyes fixed on for the majority of training camp, and I think all preseason long, because I, like many, not quite as sold. Does he seem to have the physical tools? Yes. But am I sold that it's all going to come together, especially given the complexities of the McDaniels offense?
I'm hesitant to go there with you as well. I love this skill set he has.
Right.
But can he put it all together? I'm hesitant to say with real certainty that he can.
And would you all say that this season, this is it? Do it sink or swim?
No, for Drake? No.
Yes.
No.
No?
No, he get no, because they won't have to make a decision on his fifth year option until 30.
I'm not saying, listen, do we get rid of him if he had, but as far as like, is this the next, you know?
I think we should see, I think we should
trade him to Cleveland.
If we don't know after this year coming up, Stiz, if he's the guy, then I'm really worried. Some people will say, well, he's got a new offensive coordinator, so he's really a rookie this year. No. I'm not. He's a second year guy. That's usually when guys make their biggest jump. I got to see something in his game that tells me he's a franchise guy this year.
Yep, all right. And before we catch up on trending sports news, he's also been waiting for a quick comment. One of the other rays of sunshine here at WEEI, Steve in Fall River. Steve, it's been a minute. Good afternoon, sir.
All right. So if Mike Vrabel is the biggest, or the coach's staff, the biggest reason to be optimistic about this team, that's a problem. Now, are they going to be better? I hope so. David Andrews. Remember my call on David Andrews, Mr. From the old carryover show here, Fitzy?
Mm-hmm.
I called him ranting and raving because you guys said one day in December, he said, oh, I think next year will be better. We'll have David Andrews at center and Cole Strange. I went off the rails about relying on David Andrews. You said they're going to get out of the way, Ted, and let the new guys go. Why isn't the same thing being said about Raffy being in the way and letting the new guys grow instead of everybody flipping out about it?
You won't hear
that
me
has
complain.
To be the same dynamic on the Red Sox.
Yep. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call.
By the way, we didn't say he was the biggest reason for optimism. We said that he was the biggest MVP of the offseason to this point.
Yeah, and also
we just talked about the entire defense and leadership group being the reason for optimism right now.
Dan, I don't remember that David Andrews call.
What? What are you talking about? You don't remember Steve's call from six months ago?
Mr. Crossover Guy. We got B-A-L-L and Mr. Crossover Guy and Ted Johnson.
What a crew.
Yeah, I mean, Ted, there are reasons, obviously. You know, offensive line, question marks. Wide receiver room, question marks. Yeah. Drake May, question marks. So it stands to reason that there are a number of reasons to, I won't say worry, but at least, you know, have your antenna up for the offense, whereas there are reasons to be optimistic, if not a little bit confident, on the defensive side.
I just can't imagine them having a better offseason. If Jerod Mayo was still here, was still the coach, how would we feel about this team? Very, very different. So
Mike went out and got
eight to nine starters in free agency.
Yep.
The Patriots haven't done that, never, not once.
Mm-hmm.
So this is they've been very, very, very aggressive in how they've restructured the roster, tried to change the culture, trying to set a new standard. And that to me are the most important aspects of trying to win football games. All of those things matter most.
Just like when you took the SATs, get your bananas, sharpen your number two pencils, and put your best mind forward, because when we come back, it is time, Thursday at 5:34, America's number one sports radio game show, Quiz with Stiz. But now, the number one reason why ICE usually visits our studios once a week, Dan Ball with trending sports news.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.